Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Return on investment. Given the roller coaster ride that was 2020, making what we do more effective will pay off huge next year. What I see out there? While we all understand that we need ROI for webinars and other online events, we don't define that return profitably enough. We settle for brand awareness because, well, it's easy. Our next step, let's add another standard to the mix. Let's say we not only want that awareness, but to also expand the sales pipeline. The big question now, how do we measure the latter? Here are some ideas. First off, let's drill down on attendance. Sure, totals are great, but let's not stop there. How many current prospects have you invited to attend the webinar? How many new folks? Compare the attendee list with your invite list and create three categories: new prospects, current warm prospects, and referral sources, just as an example. Have attendance goals for each group. So, for example, you want half the audience to be warm prospects if you want to convert sales. Or, if you want to open doors, then a certain percentage will be new folks. This will better direct your marketing effort and who you invite. Another idea, have a specific call to action. Too many of us give great content, tell folks to check out our website, and move on. Hey, guilty as charged. In the current tidal wave of content out there, that's not going to cut it for sales. Now, you've noticed that the infographic suggested downloads as a measurement of engagement. Fair enough, but I think that's just the starting point. For example, in live presentations, some of us used to invite private conversations to drill down afterwards. We could apply this idea in a select way, say for just referral sources or prospects that are ready to buy, or schedule a VIP follow-up Q&A session a few days afterwards. The key here? Let's build in to our call to action things that will open the door for conversations. My point? Online events take time and effort. So let's move past brand awareness and the generic call to action. We are leaving opportunities on the table. We can expand our sales pipeline if we get strategic both in content and promotion. Hope this helps. Now get out there and be brilliant.